All right, so I don't get it, man. I did a Facebook Live last night for the BSP page, for the Facebook fan page, and it's on the BSP. I was able to share it. What the fuck? How was I able to fucking share it to the BSP page, but it's not on the fan page where it was originally recorded? What the fuck is the story with this goddamn fucking shit? What? What's the deal, man? Why is everything so jack? You know what, Facebook? God damn you to hell, because you are a very effective marketing tool. I hate you for it. Where the fuck is this fucking thing, man? I could see the goddamn thing on the... Do what I have to do? Go look for, like, videos or some shit? Motherfucker, that pisses me off. Yeah, I mean, you know, what's the story, you know? I recorded a video that was going to be... You didn't. I did, Chris. Okay, you did, man. But I'm trying to give you a helping hand, man. What about that? Not even going to try and help. So, what? Dude, your video, man, is lost in space, Jack. How the fuck do you know, man? I'm still looking for it. Your video is gone, dude. There's no coming back from the horror of what you done did, dude. What the fucking hell, motherfucker? You whatever, man.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Sarah
here.
Oh, Sarah, get in. Yeah, that's nice.
If you have an idea.
Fuck off. Oh, that was Stan Winston. That wasn't Stan Winston. That was Stan Lee. Yeah. Stan Winston's a great man.
Bang, man, ding, 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 da, ding.
Where's the place where you go and you look at videos, man? Where's the watch part of this motherfucker? Okay, right here. What the fuck happened here, man? Is that you, Liz? Liz Wilde, there you are. With Denise Garnhart Grubb is with Liz Wilde and four others. Here's her at some restaurant. There you are, Liz, in the far back right. Cute girl, man. Cute chick. But married. I'm not vegan. I just, as you guys know, I'm not vegan for any environmental bullshit. And I don't mean to say bullshit, but I'm not vegan for, you know, save the planet. I'm vegan out of a very emotional reason. I can't stand seeing animals abused. And the multi-million dollar meat, you know, animal for food industry is a regular abuser of animals. You're asking me, should we outlaw it? No, I'm not saying that either. I'm not going to go through all of that bullshit because I know how, you know, how human beings work. I think it's better to just, if you agree with me, that you not eat meat. I mean, don't you think it's critical, Phil, that we should really save the animals? Yeah, but I also know how, it's a fight. Sometimes you get into a fight and it pushes you further fucking back than if you just kind of, you know, what's the old saying? Sometimes if you just stand still, you're going to probably get a little bit more forward momentum than if you're pushing against something that is immovable. I don't know, I just made that up, but I think I'm going to use it for the rest of my life. Sometimes if you stand still, you're getting more momentum. Anyway, I know one thing. If you stand still, you save the energy that you better use for pulling yourself away from some bad habits. And it's not even a bad habit. If you feel the way I do, that animals are harmed, they're hurt, they're brutalized in many ways by the food industry, then don't eat meat, man. Don't fucking just back away from it. Because you and me and all the motherfuckers in the world, including PETA, standing there trying to shut down a fucking... it ain't going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. All these other fucks dig in with their, I got to have meat. You know, all these motherfuckers that go out and hunt for their meat. Like, that's any more humane. Like, hunting is any more fucking humane. You know, don't make me fucking laugh, okay? Go sell that shit to somebody else. Don't make me fucking laugh. Any hunter that tells you that hunting is more humane doesn't know a goddamn thing about the fucking animal that he's hunting. Let me repeat that. Any hunter that thinks hunting is more humane doesn't know a goddamn thing, unless he's just living off of fucking quail, you know, and just sees a quail and blows it away. Now, generally, that's not the case with these larger game animals. Those animals know they're being stalked, and they're trying to save their own lives, and there's nothing humane about it. So if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You don't see Phil Hendry out there trying to outlaw hunting. I'm not out there fucking, you know, excuse me for giving my opinion. Some of these hunters are so fucking candy ass, they can't even listen to a fucking opinion about it. I'm not, you know, out there taking down your motherfucking deer stands. I'm not out there taking down your guns. I'm not outlawing fire. God knows I own fucking guns because it belonged to the NRA. And I don't wave it around in front of a fucking camera like it's the first goddamn time I've ever seen a gun. Doesn't mean I don't fucking own one. I grew up with a war veteran father. My father taught me pistol shooting when I was very, very young. So that is what I have used and enjoyed throughout my life. I don't have long guns or anything like that. I don't have your fucking AK fucking 47 because I'm afraid the government's going to take away my right to jerk off in my shed at night with my pigs. Okay, so that's all. Well, this all I'm doing is talking here, man. I'm not backing any goddamn legislation. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. Do what you're going to do. I'm just saying to people, if you feel the way I feel, don't eat meat. Oh, you mean we can boycott the industry? No, I'm not even saying that. You know, what I'm saying is, right now, it's not worth the fight to go against the fucking Ted Nugent fucking metal midget contingent out there. You know, the guys, you know, they're skinning knives and they're all Mr. Nature, you know, and they pose squatting over a fucking deadline like they're ready to ram it in the ass, which I still think that's what Nugent did. But hey, you know, who am I? I'm nobody. He's Ted Nugent. He's a big, bad motherfucker with a gun and a knife and long hair. And he's always, you know, telling Obama, you know, he should have been arrested for threatening Obama. But hey, you know, I get it. He's too fucking stupid to know what he's saying. It's all right. It's okay. It's fine. All I'm doing is talking here. And if you got all those fucking guns and you can't handle a fucking opinion, a difference of opinion, fuck you. So I'm not passing any laws. I'm not outlawing your motherfucking gun. I am not in that ban guns debate. The debate that I was a part of is the background check, register. I don't know. I know it probably hurts somebody someplace is rubbing their ass over that one. So, but that's as far as it gets with me. As far as animal cruelty goes, abject cruelty to animals should be against the fucking law. But if we're talking about the food industry, okay, then it's very difficult to make the argument that they are intentionally inflicting cruelty, as well as it's difficult to make that argument with hunting. You and I both know it's true. Maybe they don't think they're being cruel, but they know what they're doing. They're stalking an animal, they're chasing an animal, they're wearing the animal down, they're putting the animal through all kinds of fucking changes physically. And then eventually after they take a dump and have another, you know, Triscuit cookie or some shit from the back of the cooler in the truck, then they'll get around to blowing away this fucking bear that they've been stalking or whatever. And that's just the facts. And you and I can't do shit about that. You and I cannot do shit. This is something that man has to evolve away from. It'll happen. Maybe not in our lifetimes. But one thing you can do is stop eating meat. Stop eating meat and do something to help the plight of animals when you can. You know, we have rescue and we have beautiful facilities, rescue and rehab facilities all over the country for all kinds of animals. And out here, you know, I donate to the Aquarium of the Pacific, which is for marine mammals, sea lions, seal, talk about marine mammals. Non-mammal marine life, like there's a stingrays and shark that are being rehabilitated there as we speak. And I'm trying to think of, there's other marine life there. But that's the one that I donated money to. And Barry turned me onto that place. She's the first one that took me there. That's where we met Miller, the old 30-year-old sea lion. So you can do that, you know. And you can volunteer, too. You can work for them. They have biologists, and they have marine biologists, they have veterinarians, they have all kinds of the people who've got the degreed positions there. They're doing good, but they can always use the good volunteer hands of lay people like us for a variety of things. So that's a good thing to do, I think. But I'm not in any fucking crusade because I just know the things that the time is right to fight for, and I know the things that right now the time is not right to fight for. And one of the things that we're just not going to get done right now is any kind of fucking, you know, banning, outlawing guns. Now, I don't know anybody that's trying to outlaw guns. I'd like, what we're trying to do is get some responsible background check and registration on some of these fucking weapons, but we realize, like I said, even that makes some of these motherfuckers reach for the fucking ass bomb. So then there's the outlawing hunting. Not going to happen. It's not going to fucking happen. Well, if we, you know, yeah, if we did a lot of shit, but I'm saying that there's so much other stuff we got to do that the best way to counter the brutalization of animals in the food industry or by hunters is by not eating meat. Just, now, I don't know how this is going to do hunters. That's probably a different problem to solve, but the food industry will goddamn sure feel it if enough people stop eating and buying fucking meat. I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer to me, but I ain't the brightest bulb in the tree, as has been pointed out to me many times. All right, what are we doing here, man? What I'm looking for... Yeah, see, the thing that I can't find... What the hell is it? Rachel? Oh. Karen. Karen Martin. I used to work with Karen at Westwood One. She's great. She's just great. She is a very smart lady, and she was a producer at Westwood One for a long time, and I was an engineer that worked for her. And I'm afraid I wasn't quick enough or swift enough for her. There were times that Karen just threw her hands up in frustration over my dumb shit. Top Dole aide in sex orgy scandal. Who's this? Top Dole aide in sex orgy scandal. Roger Stone. Well, we know that that's okay. All good, man. The Onion. Support for Bernie Sanders has plummeted 2 points up. All right. Welcome to our pre-show. Such as it is, such as it will be. Forevermore. Amen. And this is an encore show. And it'll be our second and final encore show of the week. So we'll have our Thursday show and our Friday shows will be new shows. And those will be fun to do. But I'm really pissed. And I don't understand where the goddamned fucking video, where our chat went. Huh? Huh? Where is it, man? I get it, man. Oh, here it is. Comment on your video. Oh, here it is. Baudet, his name just Phil before, Henry was live. Actually, not just before. We drew his name this afternoon. I don't have to edit privacy, bitch. Once the bar fight was posted, and, oh, I can share this. Share to a page. Share to a page, Phil Henry. But if I share to a page, then... If I share to a page, then the other one's going to be there, too. Let me see. What the... You know what? I think that the bitch is over on the fan page by now. What do you want to bet? No, not yet, motherfucker. God damn it. I don't understand, man. What? I recorded it on this fucking page. Well, I'll figure it out later, although it really does tighten my fucking jaws, man, because I'm... Hey, bitch! Okay, cool. I sent over my docs to... I'm doing a job on Friday, man. And I had to send over my employment docs, you know. All right, so are we all up to date? Yeah. And again, my apologies for being late on the chat. I are on the BSP, on the Facebook Live. I got to talking with Jackie. I hadn't talked to her. I hadn't talked to Jackie in over 20 goddamn years. The last time I talked to her was in the summer of 96. And she split WIOD just before I did. I left in October of 96, and Jackie left sometime in the previous summer, and I never even said goodbye to her or anything, you know. So and then we hooked up again, just saying hello to each other on Messenger, on Facebook Messenger, and kept each other, gave each other the lowdown on our lives. So I was talking, I lost track of time. I'm so sorry, and probably because my head is not in the space of doing Facebook Lives on a Tuesday night. Also, I haven't been feeling well. All right. What we are going to do, as I mentioned to you, is we're going to be doing our encore show today. Now, as I wander on, and there's a song that reminds me of a song. We'll log in here at philhenryshow.com. What's going on with you guys? Anything new in diff? Yeah? Pitching. Uh-oh. You fucked up, Henry. You fucked up! Geez, I can't wait for a nice hot summer. I can't wait to cook. I'm going to go to the fucking desert in the middle of the summer. That's what I'm going to do. Because first of all, the rates are going to be nothing. They'll be down to like $5 a night. You'll be able to kick at some awesome fucking resort out there. What's that hotel that... Alex, you and Mo, you go to that hotel out there. I want to know what the name of that is. I want to know. I'm going there. I'm going to spend $5 a night. I'm going to drink all the fucking tequila in the place. There won't be anybody by the pool. There won't be anybody. There won't be anybody near me. Questions? What is this? The hell is this? All right. The 18th, we're going to go over to our archives here. Also, what did we do last night? No, I don't have any questions. I want to get rid of that fucking thing, man. Blow it out your ass. How do I hide this thing? I don't like it. It bothers me. Shit. All right. That's what I'm doing. This summer, I am going to the desert, and I'll go out there when it's about 120. I'll be monitoring the weather. Hey, Phil, it's 150. It's not hot enough. Well, Phil, it's 115. It's not hot enough, okay? 120, let's go, load the car. And we get out there, and the starter's there. He's just, we don't have a lot of golfers. You'll have me, man. Buddy, 5 a.m. tee off? No, about 10. Buddy, you're nuts. That's me. I'll go out there with plenty of water. You want to have a lot of water and sunblock, but I'm going out. I'm going to fucking soak in the sun. And there will be beers. Ah, yes, plenty of beers. There'll be margaritas. There will be good fucking Mexican food. All the good things, man, that money can buy. And some of the things that it can't. Here I am staring at things. I have no idea what am I doing. What am I doing? Oh, I want to look and see on the show log what we did for last night's BSP hour. It was August 2000. So we're looking now at a July... 2001 or July 99. So we'll do July, not 99, but a July. '98. Let's take him out. July 98. I can't believe we did half the shit we did. July 1st, 1998. This is one from the archives. This is a KFI, it's a KFI only show. About some guy who is missing. He's gone into deep cover work for the CIA, according to Jay Santos, even though they just found his body. Oh. Oh. July 1998. Okay, dude. Bang. And then what we want to do is do that thing. Download the bitch. Dink. Cool. So what I'm going to do now is get back over to last year, the 19th of February. And I'm having a wild guess, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have to go back further than last year, 2019. Yeah. God, I'm doing the show for a long time, haven't we? We've only been doing the show. We're coming up on our 30th year. The 30th year of doing this version of the Phil Henry Show. I'd say the only version of the Phil Henry Show that's worth it to me. Everything else we did was just like caca. 17 years as a disc jockey doing horse shit. So 30 years. I mean, I could do a celebration of how many years I've been in broadcasting. You know, like, is that who I think it is? Boy, she's hot, man. Wendy Hiller played Sir Thomas More's wife in A Man for All Seasons in 1966. She was an elderly woman then. But here she is in a movie from the 40s. Man, she looked good. Make a man's hands sweat. I'm not looking at her. There's like two dudes. Anyway, what month is it? What is this? What year are we in? Okay. There's Wendy Hiller right there. She's hot, man. And she's tall. Hot and tall, man. Leslie Howard is checking her out, man. Yeah. Tuesday, Phil gives the history of the show, the time and place many of the characters were created, and plays clips. Really? And introduces an early show for Miami with R.C. Collins in it. Well, that might be interesting. Ooh. Let's see how this goes, man. What? This is a fucking encore show from February 21st, the 8th. Ow. So I got to go back another year. I knew I was going to get fucked. 2018 is what I'm looking for. And 2018 is what I will have. 2018 is what I'm looking for. And 2018 is what I will have. And no motherfucker. No right. Bloody. Oh, I just heard that magical thing go off. February, right? February, 2018. The 19th of February. Oh, no, for a brewery. Phil and General Shaw report from Baja, California. Ah, fuck that. I don't like those shows. All right, we got to go to 2017 then. Right, we're going to go fucking all the bloody time. February 19, 2017. Prostate, your energy. One of my close friends has had surgery. Can't believe it. You start life out with a guy when he's 14. We're 14. We're young kids. We're this, we're that. The next thing you know, you're like old man and you're having your prostates worked on. I mean, that's how long I've known this guy. Back when we were, you know, young, silly delinquents on our bicycles. We were juvie delinquents on bicycles, man. What? February 19th with a Sunday? You ruddy, bloody... You mother grabbing. No shit. I can go back to fucking 16, bitch. This better be worth it.
February 19th, 2016. Bitch.
No, only I call people. You don't get to call.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Didn't mean to overstep me bounds. I'm new at this job, sir. It was not a long time ago. I was just a babe. I was out on the street.
What the fuck is this shit? A continuation of yesterday's French disconnect. It's a continuation of yesterday's French disconnect and Apple backdoor discussion with Jim Sadler, Jay Sanis, and Professor Emery Clayton with the attendant juvenile humor. Also, listener Roy Biskey, an employee of Tarlene County Coroner, calls from the morgue after the listener complaint of the week. RC calls from... Don't ask. This has got to be good. Don't ask is the last thing I write in this fucking show description.
Right, well, this ought to be fucking, as far as I'm concerned, it'll be fucking brilliant. Boom. Right, downloaded and everything. Now let's see.
Oh, this is lovely. Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. This is lovely.
There we go.
Yeah, that's out of sight, you know. And,
Oh, dig it, man.
That is Prince. None other.
Is this 2016? Because this is... I'm wearing exactly the clothes that I was wearing in that one shot that only very specific members of the audience will remember when a certain, never mind. I'm not going to bring it up. Let's just say that there are stills of me doing this show out there on the internet. One in particular, I know exactly how it looks. I'm wearing a black, no, never mind. Kentucky Bluebird, fly away.
And I'll tell you, you say what you want about him, but that young man, he ruled all of music at one time. He ruled it all.
Yeah?
All of it. There's nothing that he didn't. He ran the show. He ruled the roost.
What the fuck is this?
I'm an old country boy.
Oh.
He used to say, ruled the roost. Okay.
So we got a new chat window.
Here. I was looking at a little bit of the town hall this evening. We have some unfinished business. Today's show,
the town hall.
I should say yesterday's show, which was Thursday's show, was so much fun, and I was doing it. I was doing it in absolute fucking agony because of this goddamn leg. But we're better now.
What leg? What are you talking about?
In the immortal words of Oliver Hardy and his sidekick Stan Laurel, you're better now.
February 2019, because of the leg. I remember falling when I was jogging along the jet. Is that it? I look pretty healthy there. In fact, I look way better there than I do now. Why is my head bigger? Why am I? I'm just larger in this. This is one of those rare pictures. Anyway. Hey, man. Don't fuck with me, Jack. Okay, there it is.
This is
all
you left.
Oh, I.
Outside and blue skies,
please go away.
My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day,
I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
I'm tripping out.
That a man ain't supposed to cry.
Come on, Phil. Do it, man.
Crying.
Oh, you asshole.
All right, man. We ready?
Asshole, man. You stop.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and we welcome to the show. All of the voices and characters and peoples, what you are going to hear here on the show, are all performed by me. And
boom. What?
By the show.
All right, so now it's time for us to do it for real, to do our show here for real, to do the thing that we're going to do the thing we were meant to do, that we're going to do it. The Phil Hendry Show.